critical illness or dread disease cover is an insurance cover worth thinking about taking. This because life can often present unexpected circumstances, especially when it comes to matters of health. So why should people consider taking out this cover? What's its value? Well, to break things down for us, I'm joined on the line by Liberty Lead Specialist and Medical Officer, Dr. Tabani Ngwanyana. Thanks very much for joining us, Doc. Why is it worth considering taking out critical illness or dread disease cover? What are the benefits?
Good evening. So I think what we want to show is that if we look at the developments that have been made in medicine, it's likely now that you will survive a critical illness rather than dying from it. So I think that's the message we're trying to push, that it is quite important that now we look at living benefits as opposed to what used to be traditional kind of insurance, where we only worried about the time when we die.
So what are the implications of taking out cover, the cost implications of taking out cover, and how can a financial advisor assist in someone being sure that they're taking out the right cover?
Well, I think obviously that's kind of a question that a financial advisor can be able to advise on. But what we usually do is that we advise that people get a financial analysis of all their needs and kind of look at where they need to focus on, depending on their either health issues or their age and what they might be facing in terms of life-changing events, such as whether you just recently got married or you're approaching retirement, or perhaps maybe depending on what stage of your life you're at.
Doctor, what's your advice to young people who may argue, you know what, I'll see to taking that insurance later on because I'm young and I'm fairly healthy, so not today?
Well, I think we do release claim statistics every year, and what we've picked up is that there's certain changing trends in terms of medical problems or disease prevalence. So we find that either due to the lifestyle that we're living nowadays, there's a kind of an increase in the prevalence of, for instance, cancer in young people. And also we see a lot of diseases that are related to lifestyle, such as increasing obesity, and obviously that leading to problems such as heart attacks and strokes. So I guess the advice that we'll be telling the younger people is that the medical trends tend to be changing as we as countries tend to develop into a certain direction. And that is currently kind of influenced by a lot of factors that make now also vulnerable for most young people to acquire these diseases.
Yeah, so basically bad health or negative health consequences don't necessarily equate with age.
Yes, and again, that's why I'm saying that this is a shift that we kind of not think where certain diseases were associated with certain ages or older ages, but there's a big shift that we're noticing now, and it's depending on many factors. So it's quite important that the young people get encouraged. And also there's many other benefits if you take a cover while you're still young. If you look at cost implications, as you asked earlier,
yes.
To say it actually is better when you take it earlier and before you are diagnosed or are now exposed to certain risks or medical risks or having certain disease. So it's quite important that you take it earlier. It gets people for you in the long term, as opposed to taking cover whilst you've been diagnosed with something or maybe already are at greater risk for insurance, and then that gets very expensive for you at some point.
Indeed. Thank you very much, Doctor, for your time and those insights. That was Dr. Tabani Ngwanyana. He's the Liberty Lead Specialist and Medical Officer at Liberty, of course.